G'day, and welcome to My Thoughts and Stuff. My name's Gary. So last week I mentioned some good news. Unfortunately, this week I've got some bad news. I had been planning to have a busy and fulfilling week as I prepared for a meeting away from Canberra next week. Unfortunately, on Wednesday, I received some bad news about a close family member with a serious diagnosis. Now, to protect my relative's privacy, I won't go into any detail, but the news hit me like a hammer to the head. I pretty much lost all enthusiasm for shooting any photographs, or really for anything else for that matter. So I don't have much to share. I'm in a pretty melancholy place right now. Going home. Well, sort of. There have been some changes at work, and I have to move workspaces from my current area to an area I used to occupy. I'm pretty happy with the move. I'll be on a lower level, which means walking up the stairs from the basement to the floor I work on will be more realistic every day. There are also fewer men on the floor, so the toilet experience will be substantially better, and I mean substantially better. I also get a better view out of a window. I'll be able to see people walking up and down between the mall and the building that I work in. Not only that, but I'll be closer to colleagues working on projects and programs that I'm especially interested in. It's sort of exciting to think that I'm coming home. Unfortunately, because of this other matter, I won't be able to move in completely until the new year. I'm also heading home in the sense that I'm going to Brisbane for a couple of weeks to assist with my ill relative. It's funny, Brisbane is my hometown, but when I think of home, I still think of Darwin. Packing for a trip. So I'm headed somewhere cold, and because I have a few tight connections, I really don't want to use a bag that I have to check in. I want to just go with two carry-on bags. I also need my MacBook, plus all the paraphernalia associated with working and travelling. My biggest concern is having enough warm clothes in a small bag, which I will need to walk with and also catch trains, subways, and other forms of transport. Fortunately, I won't be gone for very long. Now, people who know me also know that I have ichthyosis vulgaris, and so I will have significant moisturizer needs while I'm away, especially since this will be cold and dry. This means carrying bottles, and I'm concerned that one bottle is 150 milliliters rather than 100 milliliters. I don't want to be pinged at airport security. Now, I bet you're wondering, where the hell is Gary going? Well, all will be revealed in the next post. I just checked the weather of my final destination, and when I arrive, it'll be minus 1 degree Celsius or 30.2 degrees Fahrenheit. I've got a feeling I'm going to be carrying my Dryzerbone oilskin coat. I mustn't forget gloves and a beanie. If this wasn't work-related travel, I reckon I'd go with something lighter, but still just as warm. But the Dryzerbone looks good and can be worn to a meeting. So some highlights for the week. I received 200 likes on the Medical Fun Facts podcast blog, thanks to Sweet Kaya from Here in the Silence. She gave me a whole heap of like love last week. I also received some pink socks from MailChimp. MailChimp is an automation platform and the tool I use to send emails to subscribers. A weight loss update. It's steady going. No real loss, no real gains. I worry about the next few weeks though with work travel and then with going to Brisbane for a couple of weeks and all of the food that's associated with the festive season coming up. I think 2018 will see a renewed effort. I still want to get to about 77 kilograms or 170 pounds and remain about that weight. I'm currently hovering around 81 kilograms or 178 pounds after a starting weight of 87 kilograms or 191 pounds. So in the Medical Fun Facts podcast this week, I should mention that over the last couple of weekends I've recorded four shows. Yesterday I finished and uploaded the Christmas Day special. This means I won't have to worry about recording anything until 2018 begins. I'm getting close to the end of the alphabet, and while I'm away, I need to plan and prepare for how I'm going to take Medical Fun Facts podcast into 2018. This week's show will drop on Monday, 7 p.m. Canberra time. The topic is the uvea. While you wait for that show, why don't you check out last week's show on tetanus? I show a couple of photographs in the blog post. One is of my current boss, the Australian Chief Medical Officer, Professor Brendan Murphy, on the cover of a journal. I'm on the editorial board for that particular journal named Microbiology Australia. In this particular issue, Professor Murphy is writing with another colleague of mine about immunisation or vaccination policy in Australia. So that's about it. I hope everybody has a good week. I'll catch you later, hopefully next week, while I'm away. Bye.